This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's been nearly 4 months since Roe versus Wade, the landmark 1973 case that legalized abortion, was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a series of stories this week, KUT is exploring the impact a ban on abortion is having on Texans. KUT's Marissa Charpentier reports how some people are opting for more permanent forms of birth control in the wake of the state bans.
Brittany Martinez has known for a while she doesn't want to have kids. She lives in Pflugerville with her husband and their two big dogs.
Oliver!
They're both in their late 20s. She works as a paralegal in Austin. He works for a construction company.
I've always been, like, on the fence about having kids.
Getting her tubes tied had long been in the back of her mind, but she wanted to be sure. That clarity came when the couple got pregnant in 2019. At the time, life was difficult, and the couple just didn't feel ready to have a child.
You know, my life wasn't stable, and my reasoning just wasn't good enough. And so I decided to get an abortion. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I don't think I want kids, like, ever.
Now, back in 2019, abortion was legal in Texas. Brittany was able to get one. But fast forward 3 years and the procedure is no longer an option. After the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade this summer, a so-called trigger law went into effect in Texas. It banned virtually all abortions. When Brittany heard the news, she was scared. She texted her husband.
And we were immediately in communication about, okay, what's our game plan next? What are we going to do to protect ourselves to prevent us from having an unwanted pregnancy?
The couple decided it was time to pursue a more permanent form of birth control. She decided to get a bilateral salpingectomy. It's where a doctor removes both of your fallopian tubes. People who get this surgery can no longer get pregnant naturally. Her husband, A. Martinez, also decided to get a procedure. He was able to get a vasectomy appointment just days after the Roe versus Wade news broke.
I made the decision for my body, just like she did it for hers.
The Martinezes are just two of many Central Texans choosing permanent forms of birth control in the wake of the state's ban on abortion. Local doctors' offices say they've seen a surge in requests for salpingectomies and vasectomies since June. Dr. Amy Chapman is an OBGYN at Women's Health Domain in North Austin. She remembers the Roe versus Wade news broke on a Friday.
And by the next Monday, we had over 250 new patient requests seeking sterilization. And ordinarily, we would have 5, 6, 7 on a weekly basis.
She said the majority of patients were already on some type of birth control, but they knew those methods could fail.
No contraception is 100% effective. So they just wanted to take that out of the equation. They just did not want an unplanned pregnancy because there were fewer options for them.
To meet the demand, Chapman's office had to get creative. They began offering group information sessions where women could learn about whether or not sterilization was right for them. Now, there are different types of procedures women can choose from, salpingectomies and tubal ligations. The last one I mentioned is often referred to as getting your tubes tied. It involves cutting or blocking the fallopian tubes to prevent pregnancy. After the sessions, the doctor spoke individually with patients to determine if they were a candidate for surgery.
And we were just fitting those surgeries in wherever we could.
I should mention, salpingectomies are not reversible. Tubal ligations are, but being able to get pregnant again isn't guaranteed. The same goes for vasectomies in men. A vasectomy involves cutting and sealing the small tubes that carry sperm. While vasectomies can be reversed, doctors like Dr. Kaushik Shah of Austin Urology Institute don't recommend people view them this way.
It is reversible, but treat this as permanent and, you know, be pretty darn sure that our long-term goal is to not have children and we're done.
Shaw also saw a surge in requests for procedures this year. He said many of the requests were coming from people like the Martinezes, people who just don't see children in their life plan.
And I think people, you know, take birth control a little bit for granted, or it happens in the background and we don't think about it so much. And what's happened is all of a sudden, you know, the news, the legislation, Supreme Court decision, is that this got put to the forefront of people's minds.
But this wasn't the first time Shaw's practice has seen a rise in requests. Previous laws limiting abortion in Texas led people like Jonathan Ortiz to get a vasectomy earlier this year.
I live in Austin with my wife and two daughters.
Jonathan and his wife, Catherine, always knew they wanted to have kids. But her pregnancy in 2018 led to a medical emergency. At about 21 weeks, Catherine was bleeding and had started having contractions, but it was too early for the baby to be born. She developed an infection and spiked a fever. A doctor told them if they didn't terminate the pregnancy, Catherine would probably die.
We did make the decision to proceed with essentially what is an abortion, and to essentially, you know, get my wife the care that she needs, and that would mean terminating the pregnancy and losing the baby.
But their choice ended up becoming irrelevant. Moments later, the baby came out on its own, stillborn.
That was really probably the worst I've ever felt in my life.
Catherine has since been able to give birth to two daughters, but still, those pregnancies were high risk and required additional oversight by specialists. Then, in 2021, the Texas legislature passed a law that restricted abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's before most women know they're pregnant. That law got the couple talking about Jonathan getting a vasectomy. They never wanted to be in a situation again where they'd have to choose between the mother's life or the baby's, because now it wasn't clear to them if state law would even allow them to make that choice. The law does make an exception for abortion to save the mother's life, but Jonathan says he'd heard too many horror stories of doctors waiting to perform abortions until the mothers were really sick, out of fear of overstepping state law.
We probably would have needed to wait for a stronger signal that my wife was deteriorating before they took action.
He's now relieved they won't have to be put in that situation going forward. Back in Pflugerville, Brittany Martinez says she too feels glad she and her husband were able to get their procedures done. Now they can continue their lives without the fear of an accidental pregnancy.
I'm definitely excited about just, you know, being married to my husband, having my dogs, being able to use our money, you know, like we want to.
Having her tubes removed also means she doesn't have to rely on other types of birth control anymore, which she fears might come under fire next. The recent Supreme Court decision could open the door to limiting access to birth control. Now, though, for Brittany, no matter what the political landscape looks like in Texas going forward, she won't have an unwanted pregnancy to worry about. I'm Marissa Charpentier in Austin.